1 Corinthians 13 is an extraordinary chapter. Why is that? Because it is about love, not natural human affection, but divine love, Greek agape. At first glance, we might be surprised that this chapter is placed between chapters 12 and 14. In chapter 12, Paul talks about various gifts of grace, spiritual empowerment, and shows that every believer has been given a gift and a task in the body of Christ. Chapter 14 shows how these gifts are to be exercised for the edification of believers. Chapter 13 is perfectly placed in between because it shows that love must motivate any exercise of a gift of grace. So 1 Corinthians 13 concerns us all. Only when a ministry is done out of love can it be beneficial and edifying to others. Love is like the oil that makes the parts of a machine, the gifts in chapter 12, work together harmoniously and perfectly, chapter 14. The Corinthians did not lack gifts of grace, 1:7, but they did lack the right attitude, 1:10, 3:1-4, 3:4-6, 5:2, and others. Above all, they lacked true love for one another. Therefore, in this chapter, Paul reminds them of the importance and need, verses 1-3, the qualities, verses 4-7, and the constancy of love, verses 8-13. The importance and necessity of love. To show the importance of love, Paul first mentions three things highly valued by the Corinthians: eloquence, spiritual knowledge, and great devotion. These were all good things, but Paul clarifies that even the greatest gifts are worthless if they are exercised without love. If love was lacking, all of the Corinthians' talk and actions were much ado about nothing. The characteristics of love. In verses 4-7, Paul describes the characteristics of love. When we read this description, we automatically think of the Lord Jesus. We could also substitute Christ for the word love in these verses. In his life, divine love was demonstrated to perfection. We recognize that we can display these characteristics only when Christ lives in us, Galatians 2:20. The following table contains the characteristics of love, some brief comments on them, and references to the example of the Lord Jesus. It is intended to inspire further searching for clues. Characteristics of love. Love. Description: the example of the Lord Jesus is long-suffering. Love waits patiently and is not easily provoked. His patience in dealing with the disciples, Luke 9:41, as well as with people of little faith and those who reject him, is kind. Love actively does good and is kind. The goodness of God was revealed in him, Titus 3:4. He is kind, Matthew 20:15, 1 Peter 2:3. Does not envy. Love is not jealous of what others have. The Lord taught the disciples not to be jealous of the success of others, Luke 9:49. 50. Does not parade itself. Love does not boast or make a show in front of others. The Lord was in the midst of the disciples as a servant, Luke 22:27. He humbled himself, Philippians 2:8. It is not puffed up. Love does not try to be bigger than it is. His humility as a 12-year-old in the temple, Luke 2:46-47, does not behave rudely. Love is appropriate and tactful. His dealings with the most diverse, sinful people were always appropriate and marked by divine dignity, e.g. John 4, Luke 7:36-50. Does not seek its own. Love does not think of its interests first, but is interested in the other person's well-being. The Lord did not seek his own glory, John 7:18, 8:50. He still thought of others during his arrest on the way to the cross and on the cross, John 18:8, Luke 23:28, John 19:26, 27. Is not provoked. Love is not provoked and remains calm even when attacked. He remained silent when falsely accused and mocked, Matthew 26:63, 27th December 14. Thinks no evil. Love is ready to forgive. It does not assume evil intentions without evidence. He prayed for his enemies even on the cross, Luke 23:34. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love does not delight in evil or its spread, but becomes active when necessary to eliminate injustice. You love righteousness and hate wickedness, Psalm 45:8. Bears all things. Love can endure rejection, disappointment, and difficulty, often silently. It does not unnecessarily publicize the faults of others. He endured everything and everyone, even God's judgment for our sins. His love could not be quenched by anything, Song 8:7. Believes all things. Love presumes goodness until proven otherwise. It is not suspicious or blind. The Lord trusted the desire of people who sought him, like Zacchaeus or Bartimaeus. He approached them, Luke 19:3-5, Mark 10:13-14, Mark 10:48-49. Hopes all things. There are no hopeless cases for love. It does not give up. It is positive and encouraging. He did not give up on Peter and assumed he would be restored. Luke 22:32. Endures all thing. Love endures difficult circumstances, people, and persecution. He endured the cross and the hostility from sinners, Hebrews 12:2-3. The constancy of love. In the last part of the chapter, Paul introduces another quality of love. It never fades, it is eternal. Therefore, it is genuinely the more excellent way, 12:31, for the believer's life and ministry. Gifts such as prophecy and knowledge will cease when we are with the Lord Jesus in heaven, when that which is perfect has come, verse 10. Divine love, on the other hand, will remain because it is the very nature of God. In heaven, we will enjoy it perfectly and forever. Even now, it should be the motive for every service we do. We are helped by looking to the Lord Jesus, who perfectly demonstrated God's love in his life.